11 minutes to 8. There is a suggestion on page 3 of The Age today that Metro Trains suspects that there's a group of disgruntled train drivers who are going to sabotage the spring racing carnival by pressuring other staff to refuse overtime and to call in sick. And interestingly, they missed their 98% reliability target 3 days in a row last year, and it has been confirmed that an unusually high number of drivers were turning down requests for overtime and even calling in sick. Mark Marotta is secretary of the relevant union, the locomotive division. Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So let's start with last week. Why were there a high number of drivers turning down requests for overtime and calling in sick?
Well, first of all, it's not a new phenomenon. This has been going on since Metro started using computer-generated rostering, which is causing the problem. They're well aware of the issue, and in fact, there's six items waiting for arbitration to head off to the Fair Work Commission. We're waiting Metro to try and rehabilitate the rosters. The problem is they got rid of all the people that know how to roster, and they've got computer experts because it's only rostered... it's generated by computers.
Right, so you're going to say to the people who are catching the train out to the 4 days of the Flemington Carnival that don't worry, there won't be an attempt to sabotage it.
There is no attempt to sabotage. This is purely a smokescreen generated by Metro to cover their deficiencies. Let me just give you some examples of what Metro's rostering is doing. The computer doesn't recognise a driver is either driving a train or travelling. We've got inordinate amount of people travelling, drivers travelling to and from locations unnecessarily. For example, they've got people travelling from Craigieburn to Melbourne, then they send people travel from Melbourne to Craigieburn to prepare the trains. That is nonsense rostering. But the computer can't differentiate between driving a train or travelling. It says that's all efficient rostering. It is not. And Metro is well aware of it.
What difference does it make if someone has to catch a train from Craigieburn to Melbourne in order to drive back to Craigieburn?
Well, the difference is an hour and a half of a wasted time travelling on a train to go to Melbourne when you could have started the train in Craigieburn.
I appreciate that it's much more convenient for the train driver who lives in Craigieburn.
You're wasting 3 hours of manpower travelling a Melbourne crew to Craigieburn to do the same job that the Craigieburn crew could have done. But you're travelling them to Melbourne.
Yeah, but I can appreciate that it's not very convenient for the driver who lives in Craigieburn, but it doesn't...
No, it's not a matter of convenience because people are on the payroll. What I'm saying is get better value. The driver picks the train up at Craigieburn, runs a service into town, rather than wasting 3 hours of manpower and to do the same task. This is connected to something else too. You know Metro is petitioning the government to fund another 200 drivers when it's not required.
So there is a bit of disputation at that level. Tell me, Mark, when he catches the train under the current roster from Craigieburn to Melbourne in order to drive it from Melbourne back to Craigieburn, yep, does he get paid to catch...
Yes, they're on the payroll. That's why we say... I've been in the industry for over 40 years, and I've never seen rostering like this in my whole life.
But how does it affect if the bloke's getting paid?
Okay, I'll give an example.
How does it affect him?
In terms of efficiency, this is how it affects. You've wasted 3 hours of wages for not achieving one thing for a travelling computer.
Yeah, but that's Metro's problem, isn't it? Not the driver's.
No, but what happens? You run out of people.
Right.
At the end of the day, if you do that 400 times in a day, of course you're going to have a shortage of drivers.
Righto, so you say that the shortage of drivers is because of the way they roster, not because that they're deliberately sabotaging things by refusing overtime.
That's correct.
Or calling in sick.
What I can enlighten you on is that not only, for example, people who work shift work will appreciate this. If I'm rostered 3 a.m. start weekly, and then change the next week to a late start. What this computer rostering does, it starts me at 3 a.m. on a Monday and finishes me at 8 p.m. on a Friday. Then they call you back a day after to come in. People are genuinely fatigued. You might get away with doing that for a week or two when it's really busy, but if you do that as a permanent arrangement, people get tired.
Mark, thank you very much for your time. Mark Marotta. So... could you ring up here and say, I'm not turning up to work today because I'm tired?
Yeah.
Mind you, you're not operating machinery, though, are you?
No. And looking after the lives of a number of people.